Yeah, my name's Samia Mikhail, and the poem titled "I Am the Pain and Nothing Else." My son told me I am depressed. I tell my son 10,000 people were killed in Gaza over a period of 40 days, and he answers me, 20,000's mother. The sadness of all mothers is in my heart, and I say that no one suffers as the mother of the martyred children. I say as well, lucky is the mother who died with her children. And I say they were all happy as a family, even they were living in poverty. I collect the children's remains in my imagination. I bring them back to life in my head. I kiss them, immerse them, surround their little bodies so that no harm will happen to them. And at the same time, I know I saw pictures of their remains in the explosive that America made and the Zionist entity and its criminal carried them out. How can the soldier who threw the bomb sleep? Who created the soldier's brain? Who raised them? Who convinced them to be killers? Who are you to authorize yourself to kill people in their homes? How will anyone forgive you? I am no longer me. I feel deeply insulted. They kill my people whenever they want. These Westerners who produce weapons without conscience, without spirit, without justice, without mercy, without reason, without history, I spit on this, on the weapons factory and on the countries that make a living from killing innocent people and stealing their fields. I spit and turn into a hater against them and their racist regime, which defend their people if they are slapped, while they destroy people's homes and kill them and their children en masse in the East. I try to listen to our singers to calm down and every sentence turn into sadness. I try to be the calm woman who smiles and I hate the image. I try to forget for a minute what happened in Gaza and I fail. I am the pain, the sadness, and the disgust of the human race that is capable of killing. By force you are taking away our oil and by force you are taking away our land and our lives, and you sleep in your beds as if nothing had happened. I told my son 10,000, he said 20,000's mother. I told him I cannot bear all of this, I am in pain. He hugged me with his hands and said, "We will demonstrate, mother." And I said, "Of course, but how can I stop all these crimes?" He told me, "They are racist, mother." I told him that the Human Rights Declaration was an illusion. He said, "Not a reality yet." I told him, "I know, and I want to stop the massacre, stop the weapons factories." He said, "They make a living from killing us, mother." I looked into my face in the mirror. My wrinkles had doubled from the pain. I stopped my car to breathe. Images of the dead were overwhelming me and I became a pure pain, screaming every time I woke up from my sleep, "Freedom for Palestine and the world will be free." I hugged the dead and gathered their remains. I hugged the remain mothers in Gaza and spit on the occupation. I hugged the fathers, consoled them and spit on the occupation. I grabbed my phone to write. And I despise everyone who has not taken a stand yet.